Good morning. A warm and more humid start to the day across interior New York and New England, with the front draped across the central part of the region. To the south of the front, the temperatures will reach into the upper 70s and lower to mid 80s today, while to the north, we'll see readings generally in the lower to mid 70s, with right around the mid to upper 70s along I-90. Now, with the front close by, we still run the risk of a couple of passing showers or thunderstorms today, but not as wet as yesterday across most regions. Energy will eject out of a trough of low pressure and in our direction tonight, with more scattered showers and storms as lows drop back into the 60s. A cold front will move into the region on Wednesday. Temperatures will climb into the lower to mid 80s across the region, and as that front approaches, we run the risk at more scattered showers and thunderstorms. With jet stream energy also moving through, some of the storms could be strong, maybe even severe, with strong wind gusts and heavy downpours. This will finally change the weather pattern, at least temporarily around the region, as we dry it out for the day on Thursday. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies, and temperatures will rebound back into the 80s, but we'll have finally a completely dry day across all of interior New York and New England. By Friday, it looks dry again with a mix of sun and clouds, but a system will begin to approach from the west, so we still run a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. That system will move through on Saturday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. However, it does look mainly dry with highs in the mid-80s. And behind that system, another dry day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and a bit cooler with highs in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the intense heat wave that's been setting records across the West has peaked for most areas, with a gradual return toward more seasonable temperatures expected as the upper-level ridge that's been in place continues to weaken. However, excessive heat warnings remain in effect for most areas through this evening. Forecast highs include mid to upper 100s for the desert southwest and San Joaquin Valley in central California, low 100s for the Great Basin, and upper 90s to low 100s for the interior Pacific Northwest. Cooler high temperatures are forecast for Central California and the Great Basin tomorrow, with upper 90s expected in most areas. Highs will remain relatively hotter in the interior Pacific Northwest, with upper 90s to low 100s again possible. Some relief from the extreme heat will also arrive in the form of monsoonal showers and storms each day across portions of Arizona and New Mexico. Slight risks for excessive rainfall are in effect through Thursday morning. Heavy rain of 1 to 2 inches can be expected daily across the area, with higher amounts of 3 to 4 inches locally where the greatest downpours occur. The flood threat is highest for more urbanized areas and burn scars. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 48 degrees, with a south wind at 18 gusting to 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain showers and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 65, 100% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.22 inches and steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Boston cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with showers and storms likely and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature, 65, that's 8 degrees below normal. 46 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 4.36 inches now for the month, which is 2.65 inches above normal, and 19.47 inches for the year, which is now just 78 hundredths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low, 63. The record high, 96, set in 1894, and the record low, 45 in 1939. Sunrise this morning was at 5:29 a.m., sunset this evening 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid to upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today with highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower to mid 80s. Mostly sunny, mid 80s on Thursday. Just a slight risk of a thunderstorm Friday, upper 80s, scattered showers and storms Saturday in the mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.